is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there totally free. You can actually create the content of the front page of the site by submitting news story or blog post or video or something like that. Other listeners then vote as to which is the best, most liked. We'll make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. We were talking about welfare not too long ago, just the end of the last hour, for those of you just tuning in. And somebody brought up, you know, this idea that, well, if we're talking about welfare, we must be talking about black people. And maybe that's been his experience, but for me, that is not my intention in the discussion at all. The thought of race did not even cross my mind. It's a discussion about people and how people behave when provided certain incentives. But nonetheless, Mark, you dug up some statistics. Can you recap those? Do you happen to have them handy?
Yeah, they're pretty simple, which is that basically 40%, a little less than 40% of people on welfare are white and 40% are black. So the majority of people on welfare are not black. And one can't, if one really can't make that sort of statement that if you're talking about people on welfare, you're talking about black people. It's a fallacious statement. However, I can see that there's some that welfare has affected the black community far more than it's affected the white community, because only, say, 5% of white Americans are on welfare.
Are you making that up, or
no,
is that the
statistic? No, that's the number.
Okay, and it was 25%?
27%.
27%. And is that national?
People that identify themselves, yes, that's a national number.
Okay.
I got it in three different places, actually, from wiki.answers.com, from the Huffington Post.com, and from some organization called, with just some alphabet soup.
What's the other racial breakdown? I mean, there's a lot of percentages left there. You got 27% black, 5% white. What about
Hispanics? 11.4% of 11.47% of Hispanics are on welfare.
What's the speculation as to why that is? I want to bring Robert Wicks into this discussion here, and he is a blogger over at lourockwell.com.
He also works with us on the show, helping us with our mainframe database stuff.
And Robert, I know that you've actually launched. You're on your own website now. What's your new site? You mentioned it last time, but I've spaced out.
Well, I usually blog on the Libertarian Standard at libertarianstandard.com.
Libertarianstandard.com, you and some other liberty-minded folks. For those just tuning in, Robert, you are a black man and you love freedom. So looking at this statistical situation, is there an explanation for it? I mean, you've lived down in the South in Mississippi pretty much your whole life, as I understand it. So you're more clear to comment on something like this than a couple of white Southern boys.
And of course I live in Atlanta now. I think that any kind of any sort of a government program, these things tend to affect different cultures in different ways, because the state appeals to cultures in different ways. I mean, pretty much worldwide. I mean, it always tailors itself to wherever it is. I mean, because those are the people who work for it. Now, in the case of black people and welfare, black people in the United States have never been able to develop a culture of, I guess you could say, this sort of rugged individualism and self-reliance. At one point, having that sort of an attitude was outright dangerous.
Yeah.
And then when you go through, there was a brief period where that was starting to develop, say during the 40s and 50s to some degree, when you started seeing blacks having higher rates of marriage and lower rates of divorce than whites. And then you kind of came along with the welfare program along on drugs, which I think kind of put an end to both of those. And yeah, I've kind of thought about that myself. I think that perhaps one of the reasons why is, historically, black people were, sometimes you would have a father who would have to leave home in order to get work up north. So you would have black women who would be basically alone with the kids. Mm-hmm. And there was never a stigma around having a single black mother. And I think that because of that, when welfare came along, there was no sort of social stigma that would give people a reason to not get it.
Hmm. That makes some sense. You know, there's been, I've heard this sort of conspiratorial supposition that it's Democrats that pushed welfare back in the Johnson's Great Society. And in that same time frame, you had, Democrats who were like Byrd and Strom Thurmond, who were in fact devout racists. So that maybe what there's, their idea there, and I don't know, I mean, I don't know, whether their idea was is to in fact subject the black population to,
a different form of enslavement, basically?
Yeah, a life of insignificance, I guess.
Well, I mean, there could have been some people who had that sort of an idea. I'm not really much of the conspiratorial type. I think that government evil tends to be much more short-sighted than that. It tends to be much more in your face and sell it in something which self-serves the people who are doing it. I don't really much take any kind of stock in government people doing all these sort of Machiavellian plans and all that kind of stuff. They're really not that bright.
You give them too much credit, Mark.
There you go.
All right. So is there any other thought that you want to add into this discussion?
Well, no. I mean, welfare is definitely very common among black people, and I've had plenty of times that I think that ending welfare and the war on drugs are the two biggest things that would help black people in this country as far as changes in government policy that could happen. But, of course, you have a lot of black people who are opposed to both of them, the black political class.
Wouldn't you also say that ending things like the zoning, business restrictions, licensing, that kind of thing would also go a long way? Because I remember it wasn't long ago we were talking about this outrageous story from Orlando where presumably racist cops are raiding the businesses of barbershops, these neighborhood barbershops in black neighborhoods that the people are cutting hair without a permit, and they've actually gone in and done like police-style raids. That's like a drug raid on a barbershop.
Yeah, and that's absolutely another one that could help. I mean, personally, out of all the times I've had my hair cut, I think I've had my hair cut by a licensed barber maybe a half dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
You haven't had your ear snipped off or anything like that, right?
Not at all.
Okay. I'm glad you took some time out from your night tonight, because I know I interrupted whatever the heck it was you were doing. You spending some time with the family this weekend, I imagine?
Oh, yeah, having a good time. Just got back from Mississippi visiting my parents.
All right, so you can get more of Rob Wicks over at libertarianstandard.com, was it?
Yes.
LibertarianStandard.com, his blog site, and thanks so much for coming on the show tonight, Rob.
Sure.
I appreciate it, sir. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Good night. Rob Wicks from LibertarianStandard.com. See, that's not pussyfooting around, Mark. That's getting to the meat of the issue. That's getting a person in here to comment that actually can comment better than we can on this.
I think we're just talk show hosts.
What the heck do we know?
Well, I think that to some extent, he didn't say anything that we didn't say, okay? So I don't have anything.
Oh, I think he did.
Problem with what he said, but he says it with far more authority because he's from that culture.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the authentic sounding accent, and believe me, he's authentic. We work with him, so we know who this guy is. And it's perception on the side of the listener as opposed to really what's being said. And what I don't want to do is sort of foster the idea that, well, because somebody might perceive me to be of a different race than they are, that I can't comment on their, the struggles that particular
nobody said you couldn't comment.
Facing.
Yeah. Nobody said you couldn't comment, just that Rob comments better than you, that's all.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Adrian in Norfolk, listening to WTAR. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, good afternoon. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to comment, I don't know if every state is like this or not, but I have been on welfare. I have received my TANF check. While I was receiving the TANF check, I was also put into a VUE program. I can't tell you the definition of what the VUE program means, but what it was is they got me into position. I was getting my check each month.
I'll tell you what, Adrian, I want to hear the rest of your story. If you can hang on, we will bring you back here shortly. More with Adrian and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Have you heard of the French paradox? The French paradox is the puzzling fact that although the French regularly consume rich, fatty foods, smoke cigarettes, and consume higher amounts of alcohol than most Americans, they have a far lower rate of heart disease and other related health issues than we do. It was recently revealed that the antioxidant-rich protective plant compound known as resveratrol, which is from the skin of the grapes in the red wine that the French drink, just might be the missing piece to the puzzle. Resveratrol helps support cardiovascular health and healthy antioxidant levels. Thankfully, Genesis Today has created an amazing juice product that has more antioxidants and more polyphenols than red wine. Actually, 50 times more without alcohol and without that pesky hangover. It's called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice. And it not only tastes great, it supports a healthy heart, it supports healthy antioxidant levels, and it even supports healthy aging. Give it a try, and cheers to your health.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. They're completely free. Our news updates are there. You want to get kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and you'll receive our updates via email, or perhaps you'd prefer Twitter or Facebook. We'll get that too. You can access it all through news.freetalklive.com.
Totasac, it's the one-trip wonder. It is a recycled plastic hook. It's very hard plastic, and it can carry a heck of a lot more than you can. It's designed to carry grocery bags, whether from the grocery store to the car, so you don't have to take it back to the corral. That's what I use mine for. I just hook it over my back pocket and carry a couple of them into the grocery store. For me, that really works out well. Ian, you carry yours, use it from the car into the house, so you don't have to make multiple trips out. Some folks use it to just take grocery bags out to the boat if you're going out for the weekend or something like that. It's Totasack, TOTASAK.US. And are we going to give one away this evening?
We are, yeah. Two-pack, actually, of the Totasack.
Yeah, that's Totasack.US. Go and check it out.
Stay tuned for your chance to win that. Also here, 800-259-9231. Back to Adrian listening in Norfolk to WTAR. Now, Adrian, you were just getting into telling us your story. If you could just quick recap and then jump right in. Adrian, do we have Adrian in Norfolk?
Yes.
Go ahead with your story, if you would.
Okay, what I was saying was I was on welfare about 3 years ago. I was receiving the TANF check, and I was receiving food stamps. In that program, there is what they call the VUE program. I don't know what the VUE stands for off the top of my head. I do know what it is off the top of my head. In that program, what they do is they take people off of welfare. They take and they put you in a job position. You go in as a volunteer to begin with. You are there. You can be there permanently. You can get hired on. And that way, as long as you're a volunteer, and that way you pay back what you're getting each month.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Once you're hired, now I was hired at a medical clinic, a free medical clinic. So therefore, I started receiving a paycheck. I still got the check. You get your check for 18 months. After that, thanks to, I believe it was President Bush, put into place where you can only receive it for the first time and one time only for 18 months. Once you get it for those 18 months, you don't get it back. You either have to work hard to keep your job, or you're screwed. Now, I still get food stamps. I went from the medical clinic into a homeless shelter, working 35 hours a week, making $7.25 an hour in the state of Virginia. That's not a whole lot. $420-some every 2 weeks. By the time you pay for your rent, your food, your light bill, I lost two houses. And I can't get back on welfare. So each state has a different program. But Bush put that into place 5 years ago, I believe, to wean people off of welfare.
I'm glad to see that the welfare system's evolving to some extent. It's only taken 40 years to get there. But this is the kind of story that people want to hear for their welfare dollars, I'll tell you that. You've done great, and that's what people want to hear.
Yeah, because even though I'm working, I'm still paying. Everybody pays, whether you're on welfare or whether you're not. Everybody pays into it. My check every 2 weeks goes back into welfare. Somewhere along the way, the taxes that I pay are going right back into the state.
Adrian, thanks for telling your story tonight. Yep, I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jeremy listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello?
Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, pretty good. I've done several things in my lifetime. I've worked as a mechanic. I've worked as a truck driver. I was in a certain type of law enforcement as an animal control officer. And my wife lost her job about 5 years ago. And I couldn't make the money in the government job. I went to apply for food stamps. I made $10 too much a month.
Mm.
They wouldn't give it to me. But down the street, I've got a Mexican couple that's got American kids. They're not legal. The Mexican couple's not legal, but their kids are. I walked into a grocery store one day and saw her lay a food stamp card down on the counter to pay for her stuff. And you're talking to somebody that pays their taxes and, makes $10 a month too much, but yet a person that is not a legal citizen, just because they have kids that are, can't get a food stamp card.
Well, the system is certainly unfair.
This is how the system's used to divide people as opposed to unite people.
Although, to be fair, a lot of immigrants, so-called illegal immigrants, pay taxes. It just depends on which taxes we're talking about.
It depends on the scenario. Some of them have fake Social Security cards, and they have to they pay taxes and then can't get a refund.
But that's frustrating.
Year.
I mean, if you feel like, for instance, I know that Meg, who's normally here, she's been here last couple Saturday nights, so she couldn't make it in tonight, but She used to be a self-described liberal, and then when she was on the streets and she was homeless, she wanted to get some money for a sandwich or something like that, and went into the welfare office where she was taught a real quick lesson, or maybe it wasn't quick, might have taken her a while to wait for it, but she was taught a lesson about welfare, and that was that they wouldn't give her it. And she's been paying in taxes for her whole life, and she figured, boy, this is the time when I get to actually collect something out of this government, and it didn't work out for her. Big disappointment.
And, you know, I understand that. Like me, I'll be quite frank with you. I have what they call a learning disability. I read and write on a sixth grade level. So it takes me longer to do stuff, but I can still do it. I've done several jobs. I think a lot of this society anymore isn't cross-trained in how to do several different jobs. I can work with my hands. I've been a carpenter. I've been a mechanic. I climb trees and cut trees for a living for a year and a half. I mean, I my mom instilled in me to do whatever I had to do to make my family work and to make the bills pay.
To me, that's the definition of a man. Is when the bills need to get paid, somebody's got to go out there and do it. And, you know, from a evolutionary imperative standpoint, you're the guy that needs to do it, you know, and you got to do whatever you got to do. There was a time in my life when, you know, I got dropped from a job and I went and worked a driving cab. It wasn't my favorite thing to do, I can tell you.
Jeremy, thanks. I appreciate the call tonight, and thank you again. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Paul is in Vancouver. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul. Paul in Vancouver, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think one of the problems here in regards to blacks being on welfare is barriers to employment. And I think a big part of that, Rob touched on earlier, was the war on drugs and how uneven the prosecution and arrest of black people is to other races. So, for instance, you know, 13% of drug users are blacks, but 38% are arrested, and 59% of those convicted are black. And I think a criminal record is a big impediment to getting a job.
It sure can be.
Absolutely, and that can leave people with very few options or feeling like they have very few options.
I'd like to say that I do think that it's having a criminal record is an impediment to getting a job. However, the biggest impediment to getting a job is believing that you can't get a job. Being a convicted murderer, I may not have killed anybody, but I'm still wearing that thing around my neck. When I have gone in and gotten jobs, and it's been relatively easy.
Hold that thought, Mark. We're going to come back to this discussion. In fact, Paul, if you want to hang on, we'll bring you back for some further comments at 800-259-9231. That is not the number you need for the Totesac giveaway, which you're doing right now. You get a two-pack of the Totesac. That will do a caller number 10 at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. If you call in now, you've got a chance at winning a two-pack of the Totesac from Totesac.us. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This weekend only, the Home Depot has 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED Christmas lights. Saving that much on the lights and the tree means there will be money left over for some extra packages under that tree. We're lowering the cost of brighter holidays inside and out with 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED light strings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. Now, what a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you'll find that the features there are completely free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Listening options included broadband and dial-up versions of the show. You can listen to live streams and hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. Plus, another way you can listen to those streams is over the phone. You can, of course, you can tune our streams on your smartphone, but also you can just call a long-distance phone number with any phone that can dial long distance, and you can listen that way, too. We call those the listen lines. Plus, we've got a satellite feed, got 80-plus wonderful radio affiliates on the AM and FM band across the country, and more. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn how you can get tuned in.
So if you like historical fiction, here's a great historical fiction novel. It's called Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, societies cast off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was in fact like in the 1700s and loaded with real, obscure historical events that time's nearly erased and buried. The author is doing an experiment in intellectual property and is taking a risk by just giving the ebook away completely free. You can check out you can check it out at piratesofsavannahbook.com. Go there. You can read the ebook on PDF form. You can print it out. You can take it with you, I believe, on your little Kindle reader. In fact, there's an audio book too that you can download on your MP3 player. Experience the book. See what you think about it, and if you like it, he's taking donations. PiratesOfSavannahBook.com.
As we continue, Paul is listening in Vancouver. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
I am.
So you were talking about some of the barriers to the wealth creation that that apply to, in some cases, a lot of blacks, certainly poor blacks, and I think they also apply to poor whites and poor anybody. But you were just kind of getting into that, so if you would continue.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just kind of my hunch that,
you know, there's a lot of factors, I think, that go into welfare. But I'm just trying to address the variance between the black community and, say, the white community. And I think that criminal record might have an impact on why there is that difference between the
two. Sure. Absolutely. So if somebody is arrested, say, at age 18 and by some racist cop that's targeting black people, which is not uncommon, especially in the South, that they will get this rap sheet with a marijuana conviction or maybe some cocaine or whatever, and then even though they might quit using whatever the drug is down the line, that still tars their reputation in the minds of some people. For me, it doesn't matter. All I care about is whether you can get the job done. But some people seem to care about that kind of thing, and that could really restrict or limit the amount of employment opportunities. Plus, if you add to that, as we were mentioning with Rob Wicks earlier, you add to that the license and governmental regulations that are applied to businesses. Essentially, these government regulations that are purported to protect consumers, they don't. What they do is they put consumers in jeopardy by jeopardy of getting crappy service because the marketplace is limited to only the people that are licensed. The licenses effectively protect not consumers, but protect the established, in many cases, old white business interests from competition by minorities. That, you know, for instance, we're talking about the black barbershops in Orlando that were raided by the police. They're just cutting hair, but yet the police come in with an armed raid.
They did find one guy with drugs out of all those raids.
But the ostensible reason for the raids was to bust barbers, not to find drugs. Although certainly it was also to find drugs, knowing the way
they
these
found
cops
a gun
think.
Too. I can imagine that some people probably use a gun to protect their barbershop.
But if somebody looks at that and they say, "Well, I can't get a job because I've got this drug conviction, and I can't start my own business because I can't afford to jump through this, you know, arbitrary regulatory hoops the government puts up for them," how many options does that leave them with? It leaves them with things like prostitution, drug sales, or getting on welfare. Paul, any other thoughts?
No, I think I've said everything I need to say.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And I was just kind of looking at a little report. I think it's restricted just to one state that talks about how kind of has a breakdown of different causes or at least self-reported barriers to getting off of welfare. And, you know, things like mental health, chemical dependence, domestic violence, education.
Yeah, and how many of the welfare agents are actually trying to help those people with those problems? I doubt it. There are a whole lot of them. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Not because they don't care.
Even if they are trying to help, they're not going to be as effective in helping as charities would be. They're not incentivized in the same way. They're overloaded as far as their cases go.
They get their paychecks regardless of if anybody gets help. That's all. It's not to say they don't care. Some of them probably care a lot, but there's only so much they can do in a system that is inherently corrupted.
Well, as opposed to, I'm not saying it's not corrupted, but it's an inefficient system, and anybody who goes into it figures out relatively quickly that it's very difficult to get things done in a bureaucracy. That's why we call them bureaucracies. And they, at some point or another, they're like, whatever, I'm going to do the best I can, and that's it.
And even though we can talk about the idea of ending government welfare and replacing it, because to just say, well, let's end welfare is to sound inhumane, is to sound like you don't care about people, and that's not the case at all. I think that people that need help should get help, except I think it should be done on a consensual basis. And putting forth that idea is worth talking about. It's worth getting out there, but it's very unlikely to occur simply because of the nature of the welfare addiction. I mean, the government wants you to get hooked on its services. It wants you to think that you have to have it around and that you need to have more of the government. And so, of course, those people will always go out and vote, whether we're talking about the government bureaucrats themselves or the other welfare recipients, because, in a way, government bureaucracy is essentially a welfare program.
It's a welfare make-work program.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is that many Democrats call the military Republican welfare.
It's true.
And, that's their perception is that Republicans don't mind to seeing a wasteful bureaucracy as long as that wasteful bureaucracy
shoots
is in
guns.
Yeah, is armed. You know, but it's they don't want to see a wasteful bureaucracy that is unarmed.
Right, but trying to advocate to get rid of welfare is very difficult, and one of the reasons why getting to New Hampshire is, I think, a good strategy. If you're looking to achieve liberty in your lifetime, if you're looking to achieve the supposedly impossible goals of things like rolling back the government, I mean, where's the evidence that you can do this?
It's happening right here in New Hampshire.
Outside of New Hampshire, though, there's not much of it, right? There's not much evidence. And the government just keeps getting bigger. It keeps getting more intrusive and oppressive and involving itself in our lives and more expensive and more controlling. So if you want to change that, you have to get together with other people that are of a like mind, the people that understand that in order to truly help people, in order to truly help our fellow man, those things have to be done on a voluntary basis. They have to be done consensually. You have to give on your own volition in order for it to be charitable, in order for it to be virtuous. You have to do it on your own, not be forced to contribute to some government welfare program. That is the worst way to provide assistance to people. And it's what we're stuck with right now until we do something about it.
Well, it's a monopoly. You don't have an option. Yeah, the welfare system is going to be funded whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And you can choose to fund charities like I do because you think that they're a better idea. But at the same time, the welfare is still getting its money. So whether you think that's the best one or not, and it also causes some people in their minds to abdicate responsibility to their fellow man by saying, oh, now I don't have to do anything because the government's taking care of it.
The best way to handle this situation is to get together with people that understand what liberty is, that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't hurt anybody else, and that humans should interact on a consensual basis, and that if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free. You get all that about freedom, and you're willing to do something to achieve it, get together with other people that think like that at freestateproject.org. You get signed up, and then move your butt to New Hampshire. Bring your family along with you, some of your friends that love freedom, because getting together with other liberty-minded people and getting active is the key. Mark, you pointed out that it's happening here. We've got incredible electoral success that has just happened this year. I mean, there were four free staters that were in the state house before this year's elections, and now there are three times as many, at least three times as many. There are hundreds, over 100 of liberty-minded so-called state representatives. There's civil disobedience. There's media creation. There's so much happening here. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. That's why we moved to New Hampshire from Florida. Freestateproject.org. More coming up here, the remaining moments of the show in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We might have time to sneak your call in at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition.
These are my credit cards.
This is my stack of bills.
This is my mortgage statement.
These are my auto loan documents.
They're all mine.
And as much as I'd like to get rid of them,
it would be worse to have someone take them from me.
You build a life for yourself, but you can kiss it goodbye if your identity gets stolen. Better get Identity Guard. It's the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
This weekend only, the Home Depot has 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED Christmas lights. Saving that much on the lights and the tree means there will be money left over for some extra packages under that tree. We're lowering the cost of brighter holidays inside and out with 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED light strings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time maybe for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of SACL CAI, Jason Osborne is the man behind SACL CAI, but what in the world is that, Mark?
SACL CAI is his company. It's a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. Most people didn't get into business in order to handle collections and billing and all those things that go into it. SACL CAI does that. It does it with your clients with respect. It doesn't, you know, that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. And SACL CAI, they collect with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They're big supporters of the show. So if you want to support Free Talk Live, support SACL CAI.
Let's continue with your thoughts. I believe Clint is there listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hello, Clint.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Clint, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, I live in West Virginia, and I've had a couple jobs here recently in the furniture industry, one in delivery and one in sales. And our Division of Human Health and Resources came out, and you know, this is kind of how all the welfare system goes, in my opinion. What I've seen of it is that it's got really good intentions, and you know, it's this little liberal world that the creators live in, that just everything is you know, it's candy land. You know, everything is great, everything is fine, nobody's going to abuse this. You know, we don't have to put all these rules and regulations in this thing to keep people from abusing it, and that's just simply not the case. Their DHHR has granted $5,000 for people to do home renovations that keep you warm in the winter, keep you cool in the summer, basic, you know, necessities for a comfortable existence. And I'll tell you exactly what they might as well do is just write my company and all the other furniture companies in this great land of West Virginia a $5,000 check for leather furniture. For a while there, I was doing delivery, and, you know, we would go from one project to the next project to the next project. And, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, basically I want to just say that the first person I walked in, I felt real bad because the girl had college textbooks all over the place, and she got about $2,000 worth of furniture, and she didn't have one stitch of furniture. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, maybe I'm just a judgmental, you know, kind of guy, and I need to just lay off of this a little bit and let people be people. And then the very next three projects that we delivered to, the people were arguing over who worked less. And I can't make this stuff up, man. I mean, they were arguing, two people were arguing over who worked less the year before and who got more money out of their welfare. And the person that won less or worked less won the argument. I mean, they wouldn't even stop arguing for us to tell us where to put their furniture. So, I mean, It's just a terribly corrupt system. And, you know, things like this, it was intended. And if you read the law, you know, it's supposed to give people better chance at life. You know, it's supposed to keep them warm in the winter.
It just encourages them to corrupt themselves and to get hooked.
Well, the government has this sort of anti-magic wand. Everything that it waves its wand over, it turns to crap. And, you know, there's nothing it's good at. There are some things that it has a larger monopoly in than others, like, say, the military or something like that, but there's nothing it's particularly good at. And if you just turn this over to the marketplace, and by that I mean charities that compete, because there are lots of charities out there, charities that compete for my charity dollar, you will find people are far better served. There are far fewer of them are essentially enslaved to the welfare system, and you know, people's lives will be better. They'll be enriched for it.
Absolutely, and if they turned it over to people that made heaters, you know, to do a charity that way, then that's tax deductible for these companies that make the heaters. So put the money where it's going to be spent, where it should be spent, where you intend it to be spent, instead of just giving them a check to go, you know, pillage our stores however they feel like.
Thanks, Clint, for the thoughts and the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's bring David on from Keene, our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey.
Did you guys know that radio station isn't on anymore?
Oh, you're talking about the local micro radio station. Yeah, it's definitely been off the air for several days. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay, so I just wanted to say something about that, about races and why the percentages of blacks is a high percentage. It's because of hatred, white hatred, and, you know, just the systematic marginalization hatred and the legacy, residual legacies of it. I was going to say one thing. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't the president on welfare for like a short time, his mother or something?
I don't know. I heard that.
But
can you get into a little more detail?
I think his sister was.
Can you tell me a little more about what you mean when you say white, you know, white hatred? What is it? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, beaten. The whole system was geared to nullify black folks at one point.
Are you talking about Jim Crow laws and things like that?
Just everything.
Well,
yeah,
you could say that right now, it still is. You could say that the system is still geared, and this is kind of goes back to the conspiracy theory that Mark was touching on earlier. You could say the system is still geared to oppress black people, though it's probably more accurate to say it's simply geared to oppress people who are poor. But certainly there are racist cops out there, and there are racist legislators. And to believe that, and Rob Wick suggested that you know, they're not smart enough to target black people with legislation, and maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Maybe some are smarter than others. I don't know how devious these people can be. I'm not going to go out on that limb, but certainly you can point out that the way the system is designed as a trap for people that are in poor economic circumstances, and unfortunately, a lot of black people are still in those poor economic circumstances because they've been trapped there by the system that has been created by mostly white people.
Right. And I mean, it's the projects are like, you know, obviously it's just a result of all that marginalization and just beating down type of thing at one point. I was just going to recommend a book. There's this book called, there's a guy called H. Rap Brown. I don't know if he got put in jail not too long ago. Well, a while ago for shooting cops, I think. And pretty much he was guilty of it, but he was in the Black Power movement and all that. Anyway, he wrote a book called Die and use the N-word, die. And I would say people should read. That's a pretty good book to read.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, David.
Thanks.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
So, what I imagine a lot of, white people do not feel these sort of feelings against blacks and things like that, but they really feel completely disempowered. If they're not part of the white establishment or laws made by largely white people or anything like that. They're just folks that are enslaved by the system to pay for other folks, in the case of welfare recipients, some of whom, have no intention of going to work in the near future. And welfare, by the way, is a very small percentage of what the federal government takes in. It's a sliver of the pie. But quite honestly, I don't think the government does anything well, and I'm not happy with the idea. You could completely get rid of the welfare system, and you're not talking about a great reducing the size of the federal government a great deal. What I like to talk to people that are talking to me about getting rid of the welfare system is I like to make sure that I'd like to get rid of all those other big government programs out there too.
Absolutely.
The big government programs, first off, number one is Social Security. Now, you don't actually have to pay into Social Security if you work for yourself.
I don't do it.
Yeah, I don't do it either. I just choose not to. Number two is...
And I'm not going to go and collect it either.
I will be able to because I've actually put in for 10 years, so they'll give me enough to open up a can of cat food for my cat or something every month. But the next highest one is Medicare.
What about
and
the military?
The military is number three. And so often you'll find people that want to get rid of welfare but want to make sure that give more funds to the troops. And look, if I was out there being shot at, I'd want the Viper Dragon scale.
It's just welfare for the oil companies and the other big manufacturers.
Our troops shouldn't be where they are.
If the oil companies need protection in a certain region in which they want to do business, they should hire their own darn mercenaries and protect themselves and raise their prices.
The government is giving welfare to oil companies in the form of security, in the form of the troops that American taxpayers pay for. If Americans paid for a moral gallon of gas, and by that I mean a gallon of gas that actually didn't have people's taxes piled into it in the form of subsidies and tax breaks or whatever it is that they do for these oil companies, the arms, the soldiers, things like that, then you probably see rates as high as they were in Europe.
I'm glad you touched on that, Mark, because corporate welfare is a whole other ball of wax, and it's a similar problem, but much larger. I mean, there's huge money going into these corporations, and I don't want to send my money to them unless they're providing me with a product or service that I want. And we'll see you on Monday night at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.